COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Shenanigans yet again. So the Cannabis Control Commission, the seats are not forever assignments. So when a term ends or a commissioner leaves, the governor and the officials in Massachusetts have to appoint someone else. But this person is like that saying, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. This person is more of the status quo. She's another cannabis hating public official that hates the plant and hates the people that use the plant. And our cannabis hating governor that is still ticked off 5 years later that we voted to legalize the plant is still exacting revenge. And buckle up, people. Our governor has a pandemic under his belt, so he's definitely going to get reelected next year. So things are not going to change anytime soon favorably for us folks that like the plant. But let's read the article. It's not a long one. Kimberly Roy named to Cannabis Control Commission by Colin A. Young, State House News Service. Governor Charlie Baker on Monday tapped Kimberly Roy to serve on the Cannabis Control Commission. Roy oversees all public and media relations for Sheriff Lou Evangelist, a former Republican state representative. Oh my God, this is terrible already. So she worked for law enforcement. So she buys the dare nonsense about about the plant and the people that use the plant. I bet she voted no on legalization, like all these other chuds. But let's continue. She will be filling the vacancy created when former Senator and Commissioner Jennifer Flanagan, again, she was another anti-cannabis voice. I believe that she was for having cameras for cannabis delivery. And I remember in one of the commission meetings, when the board was talking about, or the commission was talking about extending reciprocity for out-of-state patients. And she was very insistent on it only being for very, very serious conditions. So Commissioner Flanagan was very sort of authoritarian. She's a lawmaker that feels that she's qualified to play doctor for whatever reason. But, or at least doctor to the patients. Of the Cannabis Control Board, because she knows what is a debilitating and terminal condition, don't you know? She knows what's best for you. Listen to her instruction. She knows better than your doctor or nurse. Know your role and shut the F up. She will fill the vacancy created when former Senator and Commissioner Jennifer Flanagan left the CCC on April 30th. The governor's appointee is required to have a background in public health, mental health, substance use, or toxicology. The face-to-face program that Roy has overseen has brought substance misuse prevention and education programming to more than 375 students in hundreds of local schools, Baker's office said. Oh man, this is just another prohibitionist, because again, Baker is still pissed that we legalized 5 years ago. Roy previously worked as a hospital representative. Oh my God. Johnson & Johnson was the same company that had the talcum powder scandal. So this woman runs cover for both cops and Big Pharma. Oh my goodness. Jesus Christ. Our puritanical $400 per ounce program is going to get even better. Watch the heck out, people. Roy previously worked as a hospital representative for Johnson & Johnson, a job in which she dealt with medical supply sales. Quote, Kim Roy's work in prevention and education programming to help students understand the impacts of drug and alcohol addiction will serve her well as member of the Cannabis Control Commission, Baker said. With a decade of service to the people of Central Massachusetts in a leadership role at the Worcester County Sheriff's Department, Kim will bring a commitment to public service that will benefit the work of the commission, end quote. In 2010, Roy mounted a write-in campaign to secure the Republican nomination for a Senate seat. Oh my God. Oh my God, she's going to be really, really bad. I think she's going to be even worse than Flanagan was, and I think she's going to be even worse than McBride was. We're totally and completely screwed. This is even worse than I thought it would be. In 2010, Roy mounted a write-in campaign to secure the Republican nomination for a state Senate seat and then took in 46% of the vote in a general election contest against then-Senator Richard Moore. He has served as a Republican state committee woman for the Worcester and Norfolk district. Roy's addition brings the CCC back to full strength and caps off a period of turnover for the relatively young agency. Chairman Stephen Hoffman is the only originally appointed member of the CCC to remain on the commission. Aside from Hoffman and now Roy, the CCC includes commissioners Nurais Carmago, Bruce Stebbins, Ava Calendar Concepcion. Hoffman was appointed in September 2017. All right. So the Restrict and Limit Cannabis Control Commission, the gang is back together. The band is back together, and they're going to continue to inflict reefer madness and inflict overpriced and overregulated products to a bunch of, I mean, to people Sadly, a lot of people are paying $400 an ounce, and a lot of people are still lining up like crazy to go to these dispensaries. I can't really blame everyone because, again, like, we have a lot of out-of-state folks. In New York State, they still haven't rolled out whole flower for patients, to my knowledge, yet. So, again, I don't blame people like that from buying adult use at the current prices and at the current rates. But actual mass residents doing this when there are other options or they can support the legacy market until our recreational market gets its act together. Yes, I have a lot of smoke for people like that. But it is what it is, you know. But I do want to wrap up with one more thing. So what's going to be our strategy with this new restrict and limit cannabis control commissioner? Well, it's going to be the same strategy that we implemented in the past. The same. It's like, hold on one second. Bear with me one moment. We're going to take a quick and brief commercial break.
Jay Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Yeah. So that's a throwback. Kudos if you got that. So yeah, we're going to try this. We're going to do the same strategy that we tried that worked the last time. And again, that's... it's the strategy that we used with the other commissioners, particularly Commissioner McBride. We're going to continue to bring the heat to these commissioners. We're going to continue to tell them that we are opposed to their reefer madness. We're going to continue to keep tabs on their policy objectives, keep track of their statements, keep track of their agendas, keep track of the overall direction they want to take the cannabis program in Massachusetts. We have to watch their every single move. We have to bring the heat no matter what. When they have cannabis control meetings, we got to show up like we've been showing up. We got to show up. We got to write testimony. We got to show that we're watching them. And we got to be afraid to not, we have to not be afraid to try things like we did the last time around, like such as stuff that I was doing, like creating memes, creating catchy memes or whatever, and just overall keeping track of their reefer madness and saying that we oppose the policies or the policy objectives that they're trying to ram down our throats. You fight by fighting. You fight tyranny by fighting tyranny. We're just going to have to continue what worked the last time around. And you want to know why it worked the last time around? Because we kept doing it. Commissioner McBride wanted to basically make cannabis illegal again. She wanted to, because the Cannabis Control Commission made the barriers of entry and made establishing a business so onerous in the state, all the commissioners in general, except Commissioner Tidal, because they did that, you had all these legacy black and gray market businesses propping up. And she was proposing that we re-arrest these people instead of bringing them into the legal fold. She was pushing for busting the black and gray market and re-arresting people. He was one of the most restrict and limit commissioners. But towards the ending of her tenure, by the time she was leaving, the stuff that we were throwing at her, it was working. She started moving towards our positions, our grassroots positions. She started doing things the way we wanted them to be done. And she started bending to our will. She went from someone who hated the plant and hated the people that used the plant. And I suspect she still hates the plant and hates the people that use the plant. But she started parroting our talking points. She started, like, when we got that crucial victory last year with expanding the caregiver ratio and extending the social justice delivery exclusivity period for drug war victims, extending it to 3 years, like, she was on our side. And also, She was urging the rest of the commission to get rid of vertical integration, which we've been trying to get rid of for quite a bit of time. So she went from being one of the most staunchest opponents of our needs and our goals of in the grassroots to actually playing ball and actually doing what we wanted. And it does show that on a local level, that if you keep staying on these politicians' butt, they are going to eventually give you some wins. It's not going to be easy, and it may not be the time you want them to give you the wins, but you will get some on a long enough timeline if you keep being persistent. And that's the same. We're going to bring the same energy that we put with all the other restrict and limit commissioners. We're going to put this to this new one right now, and it's going to work. We can't just roll over and just wring our hands and be like, oh, well, it's full of restrict and limit people. Guess things are always going to suck. We can't just roll over and just take it. And we're not going to. But again, I don't want to keep this episode too long. As always, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at _IamCannabisSativa, on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You could do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever-expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9. And you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as DogTreat20, Tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD. And that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.